In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. First, I would like to read for you the message that was sent by Bob Shinoda the third, congratulating us with the Feast of Nativity. I will read it in Arabic, and the translation is on the screen in English. أبناء الأحباء في المهجر إكليروسا وشعبا سلام لكم ونعمة وتهنئة بعيد ميلاد ربنا له المجد. كونوا جميعا بخير يرعاكم الله ويحفظكم ويسمعنا عنكم كل خبر طيب ولتكن لكم تأملاتكم في الميلاد المجيد وأحداثه. ومن جهتنا أحب أنكم لا تقلقون علينا، نحن بخير. إن الأحداث الأليمة التي مرت بنا أوجدت تعاطفا علينا من كل ناحية ونشاطا وتدقيقا أكثر في حماية الكنائس والاهتمام بأمنها، كما أن الضيقة بطبيعتها تقرب النفس إلى الله. ونحن نؤمن أن الله هو الحافظ والمعين، وأنه إن لم يحرس الرب البيت فباطلا سهر الحارس. كما نؤمن بوعد الرب للكنيسة أن أبواب الجحيم لن تقوى عليها، لذلك فالكل في سلام. كونوا جميعكم في هدوء مطمئنين إلى عمل الرب، فرحين جميعا بهذا العيد، لأن ميلاد ربنا يسوع المسيح وأقصد تجسده كان نقطة البدء في كل الخيرات التي تمتعت بها البشرية حتى تواجه الفداء، كما كان التجسد دليلا على محبة الله لنا وعلى التصالح الذي تم بين السماء والأرض. افرحوا بالرب يا أبنائي، وأقول أيضا افرحوا، وكل أحداث تمر بكم قولوا كل للخير. أخيرا لكم محبتي جميعا، وكونوا محللين من الروح القدس. البابا شنودة الثالث. In this feast, we hear at the beginning of the gospel of this blessed day that when Herod heard, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. This was the mark of the beginning of the persecution. It was the first time it was said that the king came to the earth. We find that people were troubled at the birth of this child. Now we are in a time where, again, the persecution with its ugly face is looking upon all of us. And it is the message for all of us, and we have to be ready for it. We should be prepared, and we should know how we should feel, how we should set our mind while we are going through this hard time. The first thing that we have to remind ourselves with, that we should not be surprised. Again, it was since the beginning, since the incarnation of the Son of God, and persecution was declared against him and against everyone who would carry his name to be Christian like Christ. Saint Peter says to us, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you." He is preparing us. This should not be a surprise. Remember this, in the day of your baptism, we know that our names are written in the book of life. In the same day, our names are written on the book of Satan, that every one of those are wanted souls. This should not be a surprise. We should not be troubled with this. We should expect it. Actually, if there was some time where we enjoyed some kind of peace, this was the exception. This war is declared against everyone who would follow Christ. Just having his name is enough to be an enemy for Satan. Reading the history of the church, seeing how many people were offered, how many people died, how many people even they went themselves and offered to die even if they were not requested to do so. This should give us the strength, knowing that what's happening now is not a surprise. Reading the history of our church, we are, and we are proud to be, the Church of Martyrs, something that we have always to be proud with and to remind ourselves that we should expect it at all times. facing persecution, also we should not be terrified. If they scare us, then they won. Always remember this. If we stay home thinking that this will be a safer place, this is exactly what Satan wants to do. My beloved, the 23 innocent souls who were killed were not the target of Satan. Actually, he knew that he will lose them once he killed them. We are the target. Every one of us, the relatives of those people, the people who witnessed, all of us who sees this, he wants to scare and terrify us. We should not be taken into his snare. The Lord Christ himself told us about this. My friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after he has killed has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. We should not be terrified with any act of terrorism, no matter how heinous it might be. We should always be focused to fear him who after the body dies will judge the soul, either for eternal salvation or for eternal condemnation. When we are scared, will we be crippled? When we fear, we will not be able to follow God. We will always think every time we come to the church or declare our belonging to the church. Every time we'll think about it twice. Should I go today? Is it safe to go to the church? My brethren, we should not fall into this. If we are going to die, then let us die standing on our feet. To be honest with you, if we have to die, let us die in the church, where we can find a place better than the church, and dying carrying the name of Christ upon us. Let us not fall into the snare of the devil, trying to scare and terrify the children of God. Also, we should not be distracted. We have only one enemy. The Muslims are not our enemies. Even if some of them are moved by Satan, actually, those miserable killers, we should pity them rather than hating them. St. Paul made it clear while he was followed by many of the Jews who wanted to kill him. Speaking to the people of Ephesus, he told them, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Our true warfare is against the devil. Whatever happening, whoever the devil now is using, doesn't matter a lot. What matter for us as spiritual beings heading to the kingdom of God, to know and define the enemy. And the enemy is the devil, no one else. Why do I say this? The same enemy who killed those innocent people in the church is the same one who tries to separate us from the love of Christ. The same one who whispers in the ear of each one of us every day to do something that's against God. And by doing this, we will be in his company, on his camp. If you really want to do something in order to honor those people who died, let us not listen to the advice and the counsel of the enemy who killed them. Let us not be in his camp. Let us reject every counsel, every advice that comes from him. By doing this, then we are truly fighting. By doing this, we are doing what we are supposed to do. We should not be distracted thinking of who, where, or when. We have always to define the enemy. It's only one enemy, that is the devil. We should not doubt. This is also another trap. Going through this, then we start thinking, does God exist? If he exists, why did he allow this? Going into those questions where at the end we will be exhausted and we will not be able to find an explanation. Maybe you noticed today in the letter that the Pope, for the message he sent to us, he did not try to explain from his perspective, being the closest person among us to God, why did this happen. He might not be able to do this, but at the end, he is assuring us. God is merciful, he is wise, and he loves us. Even if we do not understand, but we trust his economy, we should not doubt. We should not doubt the fact that we do not belong to the world, and we will never belong to the world. And because we do not belong, then we are in the war with the enemy. The Lord Christ said, if you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That's why the world hates you. It's a fact, and we should always be sure it will always apply. Facing persecution also, we should not be defeated. And by defeat here, I mean that we follow the doctrine of those people who killed our families in Egypt. What is the doctrine? Their doctrine is to hate. This is what they learned. Unfortunately, nobody told them anything else. Our doctrine tells us to love. If we hate, then we now actually are following their doctrine, as simple as that. If we hate them, then we are returning evil for evil. If we hate them, we are no better than them. This is exactly what Satan wants, that we start to harbor hatred and to meditate upon it and to visualize ourselves, maybe meditating on, maybe one day we can kill them as they did to our people. St. Paul says to the Romans, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I know this is not something easy, looking at all of these. I don't know how to describe the pictures that you all saw, but meanwhile, we should not be taken into this. We should not be overcome with evil. By then we lost the battle. At this time also, we should not be divided. I know that over the last few days, many, many opinions about what should be done here and in Egypt to help the people who lost their families and to secure the church here. Many, many opinions. Nothing wrong with this. But at the end of the day, I want all of us to remember that it's time for us and a call for us to be united. All of us to fall on our knees and ask God for his mercy. No one is going to secure the church but him. If he allows something to happen, it will happen no matter what. We have always to remember this. No demonstrations or pleading to anyone can do any good unless he allows this to happen. I'm not speaking against demonstration, but I'm saying that while we are trying to define how we should respond, we should always be united. Maybe we'll not agree on what should be done, but at the end of the day, we are called to face persecution as one person, not many. At the time of persecution, also we have to remember that it is the calling for each of us. This happened for a reason. And I would tell you, maybe you will not be able to define a reason, but each of one of us can search inside and say, maybe because of my sin. Nehemiah did the same. When he heard about the destruction that was taking place in Jerusalem, he did not try to analyze it from any way except looking inside and saying, so it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days, both, and then he confessed to God and said to him, both my father's house and I have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you. This is what Nehemiah came. He sat, he mourned, and he wept, and then his action plan was, let me confess my sins. Maybe I am Achan, the son of Carmi, who caused Israel to be defeated before Ai. Maybe it is my sin. I think if we all respond in this way, I don't think that nothing actually can be against us. If every one of us come and repent, this is exactly why God allowed this maybe to happen. It's a call for all of us to come back, to return to God, to repent our sins, and to come in unity and ask for His mercy. May the Lord bless and guard the church and all of us and all the people, the Coptic people in Egypt, and lead us to victory over our enemy at all times. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.